Hi, attainable listeners. This is your host, Amy Powell. It is good to be here. Over the last week, I've been interviewing some incredible thinkers and sustainable doers that I can't wait to share with you. But before I do, I thought it would be beneficial to start at the beginning with a one-on-one episode explaining why Attainable is hosting a podcast in the first place and why we are so excited about inspiring optimistic people to break bad habits together. Right now, there is a lot of talk in the media and in politics globally about climate change and a fast approaching, if not immediate, urgency to act now. But why? And what does it mean for you and me? Let's dive in. Since the Earth was formed 4.5 billion years ago, it has sustained itself. That means Earth and all of the natural resources on it have been moving and supporting each other to form a closed loop cycle that maintains the Earth's good health. And in turn, that Earth has provided a healthy environment for the species that live here, like plants, bugs, animals, birds, and humans. Since the beginning, we've all lived together on the Earth in harmony, and we've used the Earth's natural resources to survive while the planet lives its best life, on its own, sustainably. Now, since the Industrial Revolution, which started around 1760, and up until today, our relationship with the Earth's resources has changed. Yes, humans need some natural resources to survive, like water and air. But other natural resources like coal, gas, and oil are not needed for survival. They are consumed by humans to satisfy daily needs, which aren't necessarily imperative for humans' immediate well-being. Over time, humans have learned how to use natural resources for all kinds of things. Look around you. Do you see products and items? Do you know how those items were made? I can guarantee at least one, if not several, natural resources were used to make each and every item you own. That sounds cool, but how does this affect the planet? Before we go further, let's stop for a moment to think about a couple things. Invention and innovation. When you think about these concepts, it's pretty amazing to see what the human population has created from our Earth's natural resources alone. We've invented products, goods, and systems that make our daily lives easier. We've connected communication instantaneously worldwide, developed ways to travel more quickly, advanced technology in unbelievable ways beyond our imagination. And we've innovated healthcare for our long-term benefit. It's amazing. So really, what's the problem? Well, humans' impact, my impact, and your impact on the planet would not be an issue if we lived harmoniously with the Earth. Meaning, if we lived in such a way that allowed the Earth's closed loop to continue turning sustainably without interruption. But we, as a human population, are not being harmonious. The amount and speed in which humans are consuming the Earth's resources without consideration for Earth's natural closed-loop cycle is throwing the planet off. And because of this, the Earth and all of its natural elements that keep the closed-loop going, like water, air, soil, and forests, are getting thrown off balance too. So how bad is human consumption really? I have two words for you. Greenhouse gases. Have you heard of them? If you have, this may come as a surprise, but they are not bad. Natural gases like carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide are defined as greenhouse gases, and they are natural. Their existence on Earth consists of traveling from one natural element to another in an unharmful way. It's been happening on the Earth since conception. In the Earth's closed loop cycle, greenhouse gases are released and absorbed by Earth's elements, where they are used for energy and nutrients and then released again to start the process over. It's a sustainable loop. Today, what's happening is there are too many greenhouse gases in our Earth's atmosphere. The main cause for this is human consumption and overconsumption of resources, which in turn has released an overly high amount of greenhouse gas into the atmosphere. So why should we act? And why act now? The unnatural amount of greenhouse gas has made it harder and harder for the Earth to keep up. And to make matters more tricky, we're starting to see that the Earth's natural elements are struggling to keep up too. These elements, water, air, soil, and forests, are what the Earth relies on to keep its healthy closed loop moving. They're the part of the cycle that calms and heals the Earth. Without them, the Earth cannot sustain. But why not? I will cover this and why in more detail on another one-on-one episode, but to give you a quick snapshot, let's talk about the ocean. With unnatural amounts of CO2 gas in the atmosphere, the ocean, which is the Earth's number one absorber of CO2, is absorbing more CO2 than it's used to, than ever before. This excess of CO2 is causing the ocean and its ecosystem to become off balance and in a very unhealthy way. When the ocean is off balance, it can't work the cleansing magic that it usually does for the Earth. And because of this, the Earth's closed loop cycle can't turn. Similar unhealthy shifts are happening to all of the Earth's elements, the air, in the soil, and across our forests. When elements are off balance, they are unable to do their best job for the Earth, and that puts the Earth's loop cycle and all of the species living here, you and me, in a very unsustainable environment. So what does this all mean, and what can we do? You may be skeptical at my next statement, but hear me out. This does not mean we're doomed, and it does not mean that life is over. It means that if we can slow down the amount of natural resources humans consume, then we can speed up the Earth's ability to sustain itself again and boost the health of our planet so it can recover. It also means that humans cannot stand back and watch this change to happen, or simply watch others take action. We all need to make a change. We all need to act. Attainable believes this action is a shift in human behavior, a shift in our habits. It's perceiving our environments and the resources we use in different ways than ever before. It's appreciating what we have and using what we own. It's valuing everything around us and taking the word trash out of our vocabulary. It also means that we, the human population, must lean heavily on human invention and innovation to develop alternate ways of using natural resources and recycled resources to innovate clean consumption that flows within the Earth's closed loop and not outside of it like we've done for centuries. It is not sustainable. At Attainable, we believe a shift in human habits is possible. We believe that together we can break our bad habits and become more sustainable in our daily lives. We believe that every small change, every bad habit that we break is worth it. And if you can't break a bad habit every single day, that's okay. We want you to keep going because collectively, every single small change, every bad habit broken means we can help our planet recover. So this is why the Attainable podcast is here. This is why we are excited to learn from the people we interview, our sustainable pioneers and creative rebels, who have taken risks and who have broken their bad habits to inspire us to keep going too. I can't wait to get started. Please keep listening to learn what actions you can take in your daily life to be more sustainable today, to help our planet recover. And I have to ask, do you believe a healthy planet is possible? We do too. Let's keep going together.